This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And I think a lot of this far-left political correctness is a cancer on progressivism. I think when you talk to Trump supporters, they're not blind to his myriad flaws. But one thing they always say is he's not politically correct. I don't think you can overestimate how much people have been choking on political correctness and hate it. There were two studies about this recently. It was in the New York Times front page story a few months ago. It was also in the Atlantic about a year ago. The vast majority of liberals in this country hate it. They think political correctness has gone way too far. No one likes to be living on eggshells.
20 years ago, it would have been conservatives trying to tell me what I could not say. And now it's oftentimes the extreme liberal end on social media telling me what I can't say.
Exactly.
And I probably have no idea who they are.
I don't know if you feel this, but I found that what's so exhausting about this is the lack of trust. You know, when we're just with our own friends in a place that's not public, we're funny.
Yeah.
We're politically incorrect.
We all do it.
Yeah. And then in public, and public now means on Twitter or social media, Facebook, I always say that's like our avatar. It looks like us, sounds like us, but it's this whole other person who talks like a robot. And can't you just trust me after all these years that I'm not on the wrong side of these issues? And it's like, no, we can't, because we're just trying to get you your scalp and clicks.
Okay. I feel like almost like we need to be proceeding in a way that we're spending enough resources and money with the people that are here now.
As Dan Lyman reported, an 11-year-old girl is recovering from severe injuries after a man intentionally hit her with his car because she is white, according to police. While those on the left increasingly feel it is their right to commit illegal acts as a form of protest, recently roughly 600 people showed up in Dayton, Ohio to protest 9 Klansmen. There was an overwhelming presence of Antifa and New Black Panther groups that riled up a crowd that the city of Dayton spent $650,000 on security for. Again, the fascistic, communist-spewing Antifa were supported by the mob, as were the New Black Panthers, who even the out-of-control hate map designating SPLC describes as a virulently racist and anti-Semitic organization whose leaders have encouraged violence against whites, Jews, and law enforcement officers. These are the groups the Democrats support. Yet, how are they any different than the Klan? They essentially share methods of hate-fueled division, even if their ideologies are at odds. And now, in a second round of Democrat-led federal response to white supremacy, the Democrats singled out white supremacists while ignoring the very real danger to average Americans by the growing leftist mob.
How many hate-related incidents need to take place in order for a group to be designated as extremist and a credible threat?
We don't work groups. We don't work ideologies. We don't work movements. What we work are those individuals who have an ideology or using an ideology to commit violence.
Doesn't it seem that because the perpetrator is Muslim,
that's not correct.
Say it's a foreign organization?
That's not correct. That is not correct.
Okay. Can you explain why?
Homegrown violent extremists, most of the people we arrest in the United States, homegrown violent extremists, self-radicalized, born in the U.S., doesn't matter what religion.
But the Orlando Pulse Club shooter meets those qualifications, and he is, you're implying...
He was worked as an international terrorist because he was following under the definition...
But he was homegrown and self-radicalized.
Extremist cases, how we work homegrown violent extremist cases under the global jihad, we worked under international terrorism. That is correct.
Is white supremacy not a global issue?
It is a global issue.
So why are they not charged with foreign...
Because the United
terrorism.
States Congress doesn't have a statute for us for domestic terrorism like we do on a foreign terrorist organization like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab.
Could you see how one could see how the way that we are pursuing and charging white supremacy, particularly if they tend to be charged with hate crimes and where that same type of violence committed by a Muslim extremist could be charged with domestic terrorism. Hate crimes and domestic terrorism are treated and charged. They're different crimes, and they could be pursued differently with different resource allocations. Can you see how people would say that these are being treated?
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hi, how are you? Do you usually treat women like that?
Stick that in my face.
I'm sorry?
Don't get any closer to me.
Why? What's wrong? You're flipping me off and getting my shot?
Get that shit out of my face, face.
I was over here.
Are you a Pete Buttigieg supporter?
We're an American.
Do you support Pete today?
We're Americans.
Okay, very cool.
Get that out of my face.
He walked up to you.
What are you going to do to me?
Do not walk up to me.
What are you going to do to me?
Do not walk up to me like that again.
What are you going to do to me?
Hey.
Are you threatening me?
No.
Yeah, you are.
Dude. Oh, that's assault.
No.
Calm,
dude. You're walking right to me.
You walked up to us.
Back up.
Hey, stop.
You treat women like that?
Walk it off. Walk it off.
Hey guys, it's your favorite vlogger, Rainbow Snatch.
Viewer discretion is advised.
It's Pittsburgh Pride 2019. Yes, Queen. Let's go see what some of these LGBTQ allies and friends have to say.
I know, we're going to get stuck with that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's worse.
So should we impeach him then?
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless we can get somebody else in there, but don't know. That's going to be worse than Trump.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, should we impeach him then? I guess if we're just going to get Mike Pence?
Well, let him ride out his term and let's see what happens.
Yeah. Maybe just vote, right?
Yeah. Who knows?
Should we impeach Trump? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Woo! Yeah, Trump! Woo! Yeah, Mike Pence for president! Mike Pence? Yeah. That's what happens. If we impeach Trump, we get Mike Pence.
That's arguably worse. Yeah. Because Trump's stupid. knows what he's doing.
So do you think maybe we shouldn't impeach Trump then? Because we do get Mike Pence if we impeach him.
Is there any other way? Or
it's called voting next election.
Yeah, voting next month, but
voting next election.
Yeah.
That's like the only way. Otherwise, we just get Mike Pence.
Yeah, that's him. I didn't vote for him.
That's who?
I said him. I didn't vote for him.
So do you guys still think we should impeach Trump?
I think that he needs a babysitter for the next year and a half.
Just let the term run out.
Yeah, I don't know how everything's going to get f***ed up in the next year or so.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Do you guys think that we should impeach Trump?
Yes.
Why?
He's a nugget.
What? What?
Oh, wait, why? What'd you say?
Louder.
It's fine.
Yeah. So you guys want Mike Pence for president then?
No.
Oh, boom.
Go down the entire.
Tear down the whole system.
Tear it down. Because you know that's what'll happen, right? Mike Pence will be president if we impeach Trump.
Why not both of them?
Oh, impeach both of them. Okay, so what grounds do you think?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, June 11th, 2019, and I can tell you undoubtedly, this is the most overloaded, jam-packed of any broadcast I've ever had. That's why I'm 11 minutes late getting on air. I've been working until midnight last night. I got back up at 5 a.m. this morning. We have so many exclusive things to cover here that are bombshell. Drudgereport.com still for 3 days is top linked in the middle column. Our exclusive coverage of not hundreds, but thousands of Congolese coming in from the Congo, ravaged by the second biggest, maybe the biggest, Ebola outbreak in history. I sent 3 camera crews into South Texas, and I spent much of yesterday and last night and this morning just watching the reports as more flooded in. And the problem is them collating it and boiling it down for air. There's hours, there's probably 6 hours of live footage and HD footage, and just the people violently attacking our reporters, people being thrown out, the locals admitting, oh yes, thousands are here, thousands more are coming. You know, there's 300 in this church, there's 200 in that church. It's always way worse than they're telling you on the national news. But in this case, there's not even national news coverage of this other than DrudgeReport.com. That is the only big, huge platform other than InfoWars, it's smaller, that's covering it. There's some local San Antonio pieces about it. We're collating those local pieces together with all of our footage. And I'm telling you, it's all can't turn away from it. Okay, so I've got a couple boil downs that we'll have by the next hour. Okay? That are unbelievable. We're talking lines of buses, lines of trucks, lines of vans run by the Democratic Party, just busing people out. No one knows even where they go. And then local news admits they won't tell us where they're going. And so we had one crew follow them. They left out of San Antonio up I-35. We've got footage of that. So the crew is doing an incredible job. And I wish we had more people. They worked 20 hours yesterday. And I've been running around here like a captain on a deck of a ship in the middle of a fight. I mean, my heart is pounding because, listen, folks, it gets more insane from there. I didn't watch one. I didn't watch two. There's like 8 videos, some of which are 30 minutes long, of Democrats attacking Caitlin Bennett, punching her cameraman, ramming them, police coming over and saying she's bad, men running 20 feet towards her, threatening to attack her and then attacking her. And then saying, you just attacked me. I had that happen at a Mexican food restaurant Saturday night. People said, F you and your family. And then I said, screw you back. And they said, oh, look at you, all mean. Shame on you. These people are unbelievable. Grabbing cameras, smashing them, attacking. And they just look like throwing water bottles in people's faces. Men attacking women. Hours and hours. I mean, I used... And then it gets more crazy. I've got Facebook announcing that if you break their rules and use words you're not supposed to, they're going to sue you. So they've demonetized people. They banned people. They said you can't use certain names. Now they're announcing they're going to sue you. That's up on Newswars.com. Then we've got footage of Sundar Pichai, the incredible perjurer, the incredible liar to Congress, talking to a space alien creature from San Francisco. I mean, you cannot make up this. Okay, and it gets crazier from there. It gets crazier from there. I have scientists in Texas admitting there's a good chance that Ebola is already in Texas from these people coming in that are fleeing Ebola. And I've got new, huge undercover sting by Project Veritas and the great James O'Keefe that is devastating. Total proof of Christians being framed online to be banned by the left. I mean, it's just an unbelievable broadcast. You've got to tell everyone you know, tune in.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you
you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S.? What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just started the broadcast basically hyperventilating, saying we've got so much huge breaking information. A normal national news show or something would have maybe one big breaking story a week. We've got a couple of days that we are progenerating, and each one is just staggering. Roger Stone called me this morning. He called me while I was driving to work, because I got ready at home today at about 10 a.m. And he said, as you know, I've only done basically one interview since the gag order, and that was on a sports show. He said, I'm ready to break my silence. And I said, well, not on the gag order. And he said, well, no. But I said to Roger, in fact, I need to send these articles to you guys he sent me. Well, send me specifics of what you're intending to cover so that we don't go anywhere you don't want to go. And coming up, Roger Stone, veteran of 10 national presidential campaigns, gives us his assessment on the Democratic field seeking to oppose President Trump. Also, they've had Mr. Dean, who, of course, Stone knew for a long, long time, two of the main sub-Watergate figures. Republicans assail Dean's record. How many presidents have you accused of being Richard Nixon? And that is an article on the Washington Examiner. So I saw 2 days ago that Dean was going to be testifying to Congress because he knew Nixon. He's saying, quote, Trump's a crook. And I remember watching that while I was on the elliptical at my house and thinking, if this doesn't get Roger Stone to start speaking out again, nothing will, with his supposed trial coming up here in just a few months. With the wheels coming off Mueller, all of it. I've tried to get Roger on. He won't even respond to me other than saying, I cannot talk to you because of the gag order. And, quote, my phones are tapped. Well, so what? You're not doing anything wrong. You've got Dean of the whole Watergate scam running around constantly demonizing everybody and demonizing Roger Stone, John Dean. Is there a gag order on Mr. Dean? No. In fact, there's a video in the Washington Examiner piece of Congressman Gates going after him. So, yeah, those are the articles Roger sent. Please print me those as well. That's what I'm saying. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm not complaining about being overwhelmed. I am so laser focused that it's just insane. And by the way, I haven't mentioned 10% of the news we've got today. You understand, I talked to the Border Patrol yesterday, high level. And you've seen some of these same people in our interviews at the border, the heads of the unions, the heads of the sectors. They come on the show. They talk about it. When Obama was into the risk of their own jobs. They're not against Trump. They understand that he didn't get the funding. They're overwhelmed. You think they want to release all these people? They told me yesterday, they said, Alex, we've got an estimate of over 1,000 Africans from the Congo in just the last week that crossed. Not just the 200 to 300 that got caught on video. And they told us where to look and what to go after, and they were damn right. We went to San Antonio, and it turns out that they're got refugee centers in at least 4 government facilities. There are large groups congregating out in the streets. And here's what's crazy. I'm going to say it again. Again, if you're a TV viewer, you're watching footage. Our guys are still in San Antonio, so they're sending this in. This is last night. Refugees from the Congo with a bunch of trendy liberals bringing them in to the United States. This is human smuggling. the name of refugees. They came through 11 countries to get here, funded by NGOs and Soros and the UN. Some of them are obscuring their faces. And they are marching through the city, out of the government facility, to God knows where. This is the incredible... Oh, and now they're covering our camera people. So there's your headline. Congo invaders assault reporters. Refugees fleeing Congo Ebola tell reporters they can't film them because they're the royalty, the godmen, to come here to hate America and bitch and tell us how we suck and how white people are bad. Because you know that's the brainwashing in the refugee camps in Africa, getting them ready, loading them on planes, bringing them in. And our crew was out there. I was talking this morning. They said, Alex, we walked down a street and there'd be 50 here, 100 there. It's on the local news that they already have Congo community groups that are saying, oh, thousands are coming. Get ready for it. Like, I have that newscast. That's what I'm saying. It's totally insane. Where's my clipboard? I've got that Congo clip. I mean, I've got like 60 clips here. Local Congolese family tries to make asylum seekers feel at home. And they say, oh, thousands more come. Millions come. You get ready. You gonna pay. You gonna pay good. And hey, I bet there'll be some reparations for slavery. I bet my kids will probably have to pay them a bunch of money because I'm a white devil. But you sure fight hard to get into that white devil's place. And then once you get in with that white devil, you tell that white devil how bad he is. I'm not taking this crap anymore. I'm done. And I love people from all over. But not when the left brings them here and weaponizes them. Our reporters went in there politely with mic flags that weren't even InfoWars. And we were physically assaulted by the leftist white people. And the Hispanic racist and the Africans then joined in. That's right. There's video of African invaders here illegally from an Ebola infested country pissed at us because we dare want to even show how they illegally marched right into our country. But I'll tell you the good news. You know who the most pissed off people were in San Antonio? Black people. Because they're not going to be politically correct. They're not smoking the dope. And they're like, what the hell? We live here in downtown. We got businesses here. And all of a sudden, there's thousands of people from the Congo bugging their eyes out at us and taking control of the city. They're not stupid. But like I said, just like Europe, once the UN opened up the borders, millions are coming, baby. Millions are coming. And it was only black people that would talk to us. We've got hours of black people coming up going, what the hell is going on here? They're not stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, this is insane. This is crazy. This is bonker land. And I'm telling you, I got hours of this. We're going to get it all up on InfoWars.com, all up on NewsWars.com, and everybody, other news agencies, everybody, free to air, use it. Get it out there. Nobody else is reporting on this, and we haven't even shown you the crazy stuff yet. Because these hotels down there have got the worst damn internet, man, I tell you. The guys have been having to go out in the car with hotspots to get the stuff uploaded to us. So, great job of the crew. I'm going to say this again. Financially support us, folks. I want to swing for the fences. I want to fight the globalists hard. I want to hire more reporters. I want to be in the field. We are kicking butt everywhere, but we need financial support. We're under attack because we're effective. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Super Force Special running. DNA Force is incredible, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, amazing nootropic, 50% off. We have the new amazing product, Turbo Force, 50% off. And the new Space Force, America's Back Bitches, 30% off. And 33% off on the Alexa Pure Breeze. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar.
I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si miratibus observis, fortune famili vulnera, sus trahi preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I remember when Microsoft bought Skype a few years ago. I said, that's it, it's going to go downhill. And I said, get an alternative. Sure enough, Skype doesn't work for anybody anymore at the time. So Roger Stone is scheduled to be with us right now, but our Skype's down. So we're trying to get him on the broadcast. The answer is put 3 Skype systems in there. That is the answer. And that is what we're going to do. I might just go to rebroadcast. We have 4. We have 4 Skype boxes. That is unbelievable. You talk about a technology that worked being ruined by the evil Microsoft, the kings of bugs. You know why, though, folks? They track everything you do. Microsoft has announced a year ago that they're going to be in your live browser, on your phone, on your computer, controlling what you can see and what you can do. And it's now happened. It's now being announced today. And not just Microsoft. Facebook says if you don't do what they say in WhatsApp that they own, they're going to sue you for political incorrectness. So the terrorizing of the public isn't working. And so the system is now more and more panicking. That incredible story is at newswars.com. Needs to get out. WhatsApp pledges to sue users over off-platform misbehavior. Now, Roger Stone, in months and months, has not done any interviews. And I saw John Dean, the establishment mole from Watergate, was going to be testifying to Congress a few days ago, and I said, man, I bet Roger finally breaks his silence once that happens. And sure as the sun came up this morning, Roger texted me, to be technical. And when we talked some via that, he said, I'm ready to come on to not get into Mueller and not get into all this, but what Dean has said and what he said in Congress and what he's saying about the campaign and Roger's take on all these groups and organizations. Republicans assail Dean's record. How many presidents have you accused of being Richard Nixon? And we're going to play that video coming up in a few minutes with Congressman Gates. Now, right now, I'm going to go to a special report. And that special report is very, very important. That's Congo Migrants Invade Texas with Owen Schroyer. And again, for radio listeners, it's powerful. For TV viewers, it's really powerful. These clips are all being posted as we speak to InfoWars.com, to NewsWars.com, and several articles there on the front page. And it's just bombshell. And it needs to get out if you want to expose what's happening, because once they break the migration routes into the country, the Africans even tell you, we're coming by the millions. So they know they're part of a plan. And then they're going to be given voter ID cards. They're going to be signed up as Democrats. They're going to get their free welfare, and the country will have its new voting bloc. And that's it. Just the same plan's been used against Europe. This is the globalist operation. I'd be all for bringing people in and educating them and making them Americans, but they're being brought in as globalists. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Congo migrants invade Texas, and there's a news blackout on it.
All right, let's go in.
This is Owen Schroyer, a radio listener, going into the San Antonio building, a state-controlled, funded, city-run, and being run out.
I was told I could have an interview.
There's no media.
Excuse me, is there any government funding, taxpayer funding? What do you mean no media? This is a national interest story. Wait, excuse me, why are you forcibly removing me?
Because there's no media in here. This is a private...
Why not? Excuse me. Well, why can't we film in here?
Because you don't have the public affairs office with you.
It's a city establishment, so we should be able to film in here, right? Taxpayer funded? All right, well, let's capture everything. They obviously don't want us to see this, so let's just make sure we capture everything in here so that people can see how out of control it is. So they already have the migrant facilities that were intended to house these people that are so busy and out of control that this is what we're getting here in San Antonio in the middle of downtown. So, and it's overwhelmed here, folks. As you can see, there's way too many people here.
Downtown San Antonio's bus station just got a little busier as hundreds of migrants from the Congo and Angola arrive in the Alamo City.
71,834 illegal aliens were apprehended between points of entry in the state of Texas from May 1st to May 28th. That works out to a daily pace of 2,565 per day, or a flow of 936,408 annually, just in the state of Texas alone.
Roughly 350 migrants from the Congo are expected to arrive in San Antonio in the coming days.
We're getting intelligence that people from Congo are coming here that is an African nation riddled with Ebola, thousands of people dying from Ebola. Is there a proper vetting process happening here? Are people from Ebola-ridden countries here right now? Well, this is odd. Yeah, there is a national emergency here. Is anybody here from Congo?
Yes.
So there are people here from Congo. Are you familiar that Congo has deadly Ebola right now? So now he's trying to drown me out. He's trying to drown me out right now. Excuse me, do you know, is anybody here from the Congo? Why are you, this guy just flicks me off. All I am is media.
Can you step outside?
I just want to make sure we document this. Can you answer, is anybody here from the Congo?
Yes.
There are people here from Congo? Okay, here, just do a pan again real quick. Just film everything real quick. Go ahead and just film it. Do a quick pan again. Yeah, show all the people working here. All right, let's step outside. So I'm now being kicked out of this facility that's government-funded here.
Dr. Colleen Bridger, the interim assistant city manager, says the Congolese migrants started coming in on Tuesday and said they traveled with a group of about 350 migrants through Ecuador to the southern border.
When we called Border Patrol, they said, yeah, probably another 200 to 300 from the Congo and from Angola will be coming to San Antonio.
Wednesday alone, the migrant center saw a total of 450 people, Spanish and French speaking, during the day and housed 375 of them at Travis Park Church at night. The city opened up the Frank Garrett Center to house the Congolese migrants for the weekend, but after that, they're not sure where they'll put them.
The Department of Homeland Security reported U.S. Border Patrol agents assigned to the Del Rio station apprehended a large group of 116 individuals. Large groups present a unique challenge for the men and women of the Del Rio section, said Chief Raul Ortiz. This large group from Africa further demonstrates the complexity and severity of the border security and humanitarian crisis at our southwestern border. This is the first large group apprehended in the Del Rio sector and the first large group of people from Africa, including nationals from Angola, Cameroon, and the Congo, apprehended on the southwest border this year.
The plan was 350 of them would travel from San Antonio to Portland. When we reached out to Portland, Maine, they said, please don't send us anymore. We're already stretched way beyond our capacity.
Everyone thinks so, but I would never say it. You know what I want to do? I want to get it finished. The prize I want is victory for the world.
This is the heart of 1776. You're white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helps fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption.
It's Alex Jones.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a
product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have Roger Stone, global exclusive, breaking his silence after months and months of not doing any interviews since he was indicted and had a gag order put on him. He is joining us today to get into specifics that he's seen in the news and things he wants to respond to. He wants to respond to the 20-plus Democrats running for Congress, and he wants to respond to John Dean, who has been out in front of Congress lying about him, lying about the president, lying about others. Because, again, how can he be gagged and have his hands tied, but Mr. Dean famously that demonizes all Republican presidents and says they're Richard Nixon is allowed to run his mouth. But I'm not going to ask the questions here. because Roger has been very steadfast about not violating the, quote, gag order, even though I believe it's unconstitutional. But he does, as a citizen, have a right to speak about what's happening politically and culturally and economically and societally in this country. So, Roger Stone, glad we got you on. I appreciate you contacting us first for your big exclusive Breaking Your Silence. Should I ask up front, first, it's good to see your face. Good to talk to you this morning. Why are you breaking your silence now?
Well, Alex, first of all, let me say how good it feels to be back on InfoWars and how much I have missed the camaraderie and the shared goals of you, David Knight, Rob Dew, Millie Weaver, Owen Schroyer, Mike Zimmerman, and so many others there. If there were theme music for this segment, I would choose Gene Autry's Back in the Saddle Again. Alex, you're absolutely right. I am under a very specific gag order from the court, and therefore I cannot discuss my upcoming trial or the charges against me, but that's not my intention today. I read all the coverage of John Dean's farcical testimony before the House Judiciary Committee yesterday, and I had to respond because it was very interesting. Mr. Dean offered his opinion, but was not a factual witness as to any matter, understandable, because he has no expertise or knowledge regarding the Mueller report or alleged obstruction of justice by President Trump. I guess he was trying to avoid a perjury charge. But people need to understand, John Dean is a serial liar, that he is a serial perjurer, that he lied about his involvement as the chief progenitor of the Watergate break-in, that he lied to President Richard Nixon for almost 9 months about his knowledge regarding White House connections to the Watergate break-in. When confronted, Alex, with differences, discrepancies between his testimony to the Senate Watergate Committee under oath and his testimony to the Watergate special prosecutors and his best-selling book, Blind Ambition, he said, well, I didn't write Blind Ambition. That was written by Taylor Branch, my ghostwriter. Mr. Branch denied that. Then Mr. Dean said, oh, no, I didn't write the book. It was written by Alice Mayhew, my editor at Random House. And she denied that. People need to understand John Dean is a congenital liar. And he has posited himself by attacking all Republican presidents so that no one in the mainstream media will go back and examine his real role as one of those who conducted the Watergate cover-up and lied to virtually everyone about it. I had no choice but to come on InfoWars today and set the record straight.
Well, Roger, I'm not a political rocket scientist like you about all the ins and outs of it. I'm just a guy in Texas promoting Americana. But when I heard a few days ago he was going to testify, then I saw some of the testimony last night, I was like, why do we care what this known liar, questionable person says about somebody 45 years ago when I was a baby? What does that have to do with Trump? It's like if there was a serial killer trial and they called in somebody that was part of a serial killer case 45 years ago and then said, well, I know about serial killers and Trump's a serial killer. I mean, it's just it's ridiculous. Where does he have standing? I mean, what is Congress? It's a joke.
Well, I assume that Congressman Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, who, Alex, you and I sat there and heard him lie about a systematic censorship of conservatives and libertarians and Republicans and Trump supporters on the Internet in the hearings where the Google chairman came and perjured himself under oath repeatedly, invited Mr. Dean largely as clickbait, as a way to get the media to cover these hearings. But it's interesting to me in that John Dean published a book called The Nixon Defense, which he claimed was the definitive collection of the transcription of all of the Watergate tapes. Unfortunately, he omits the tapes from March 13th, 16th, 17th, and 20th. Why? Because if you listen to those tapes, and you can find them online, you will hear him plotting the cover-up of the Watergate break-in. We also know that two decorated former New York City police officers, Jack Caulfield and Tony Ulasewicz say in their oral histories at Texas A&M University and also in their memoirs that John Dean sent them to the Watergate 6 weeks prior to the break-in to case the place out. To me, that is evidence, certain evidence, of prior knowledge of the break-in. So I think Mr. Dean has forgotten something that the Clintons forgot, which is when we had a monolithic media, when we only had three television networks and a handful of national newspapers, and in those days, news magazines, it was easy to monopolize the political narrative. And therefore, you could get your spin on a story, and the truth would never really get examined. It's kind of like Bill Clinton's epic sexual assaults against various women. In the 80s, the Clinton spin machine was able to contain that. But now, with a vibrant, robust internet-based media based in the internet, there are no secrets. And Mr. Dean's lies and his perjury and the inconsistencies in his testimony and his book are there for everyone to see.
All right. Now, DrudgeReport.com, which means this will be a major international story, is top linked right now in the middle column. Live, Roger Stone breaks his silence. And what is it like for you, though, to have the CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, Washington Post tell incredible lies about you constantly, and then you can't even respond? What is that like? I know you can't get into the gag order itself, but this is crazy.
Well, it can be somewhat frustrating, but I think that the American people realize that CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, particularly the Washington Post, and sadly the Wall Street Journal, they've blown their credibility. I mean, I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason that I don't eat out of the toilet. Virtually nothing that they write, nothing they broadcast is true. I think most of the American people know that.
It's kind of like at a certain point, people recognize dog crap out in the yard. It's like there's not lines around the block to eat that anymore. Exactly.
And I have taken a sabbatical from InfoWars, and I miss all of you terribly. And I watch regularly to prepare myself for the upcoming trial in November.
And let's talk about some of that if you can without getting around, without violating the gag order. But why wouldn't you even talk to me the last few months? I mean, everybody was like, what's going on with Roger? And I'm like, I don't know. You just say gag order in the text messages.
Well, because I wanted to take a break. It is an enormous task.
By the way, let me interrupt you. I'm famous for that. You'll have the floor the next 15, 20 minutes or as long as you want to stay. You look freaking 15 years younger. Maybe I should take a break for a couple months. You're looking pretty good there.
Well, the best thing about this situation is I don't have to talk to any obnoxious left-wing fake news reporters.
Roger, I'm not kidding. You look 15 years younger because I know you used to work yourself to death fighting like 20 hours a day. You look great, man.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. It's because I'm still using a number of the products at InfoWars, including my all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus, which I still highly recommend to anyone who's looking for that extra boost of energy late in the day. Works great for me. It'll work great for you. I'm still very much a believer and very much a customer. While you're at it, if you want to help me, you can go to StoneDefenseFund.com. The cost of my legal defense, as you know, Alex, is almost, it actually will top $2 million. I need your help.
Stay there. We're going to come back. We got the Roger Stone Breaks of Silence, top link on DrudgeReport.com, because this is news. Months and months of silence. He's going to be very careful. He'll be thrown under the prison. His trial's coming up. Stay with us. Hour number two with Roger Stone.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more.
more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.